Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, can I make an observation? Can I make a declaration? Actually, I know one of these days, friend, I'm not going to be able to do that. So it is real in my heart. I'm happy to be able to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. I've been doing this for a long time, and you know what? I'm still excited about it. I'm telling you, friend, listen, I just never get over the privilege God has given me to look into His Word, to be led by the Spirit, and to be moved to preach a message to somebody like you. How kind it is for you to tune in and listen to me and Debbie and share in this radio ministry, to have the part in it that you do, friend. I'll tell you, we don't take your presence here for granted. And by the way, as I've told you time and again over the years, wouldn't do me any good to be here speaking if you weren't there listening. I've opened my Bible to a very familiar passage of Scripture that deals to the day and the hour that we live in, the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, right after 1 Timothy, right before the book of Titus, and I'm going to share the message with you that God has laid on my heart. I trust it to be a blessing. Hey, folks, listen, I believe on my heart. Going home time is just near. I mean, to tell you, friend, I believe the Lord could come and snatch us away in a moment. He's going to do it in a twinkling of an eye. Well, Deb's got a song tuned up, ready to go. I love it. One of her finest, one of my favorite. The title of it is simply, Get Ready. If you aren't ready, friend, please, 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 I beg of you, get ready. Listen, friend, He's coming. He's coming in a day and an hour, the Bible says, if you think not. Well, get ready. I'll be back when Debbie's done with a song to share. The message from 2 Timothy chapter 3. Enjoy.
Get ready for the trumpet.
Just love about thinking, friend, the coming of Christ is nigh at hand. And oh, it saddens my heart, though, to think that you wouldn't be ready. It saddens my heart, sir, ma'am, to think that you'd be left behind. Can I tell you something? I've said for years, and by the grace of God, we'll continue to say the same in light of what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. There's no use, no reason at all for you or anyone, friend, to die lost and go to hell. Listen, He died potentially for everyone. And you can make it actual today if you just simply realize that you're a sinner and by faith receive Christ as your Savior. Go to Him broken. Go to Him bruised. Go to Him, friend, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I'll tell you what, you'll find that He'll receive you and He'll change you quickly. Look, I'm just going to read one verse for my text passage. I'm going to read several verses out of this passage. Look, as bizarre as it may sound, this is one of my favorite chapters in the entire Word of God. Oh, it's so deep and wide. It's so filled, friend, with instruction. It's so full of information. How could any Bible reader, how could any person of God not love this chapter? Now look, it's awful what we're finding in here. I mean, to tell you what Paul recorded, what God gave him to envision and actually give us this prophecy about. Listen, friend, if Paul were here today, and I've said this time and again as I preach from this passage, Paul wouldn't say perilous times are coming. He'd say they've arrived. And oh, friend, they have. Listen to what he said in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Hey, friend, listen, they've arrived. Let me tell you the text that God has laid on my heart for this little message. Let's just face it. Boy, listen, you know what? Sometimes it's not easy facing what reality is. Sometimes we get bad news from a physician. Sometimes we receive a bad phone call that's got bad news in it. And oh, we just have to face what the reality is. We might like to deny it, but that doesn't change anything. We might like to just kind of, you know, say, well, it couldn't really be that bad, could it? That doesn't change anything. Can I tell you, bless God, this chapter is as heavy as it is and as weighty as it is, the things that Paul is dealing with, the Holy Spirit of God inspired him to write about. Friend, listen, they're here and we can deal with them, and he's told us and instructed us how that we could do that very thing in this chapter. Hey, I've got four little thoughts that I want to share with you. I want to preach to you. I want to proclaim to you that God has laid on my heart for this passage. And oh, friend, listen, it's real. It's so fitting. I mean, this passage is so fitting in our day as we look at the characteristics of it. And I want you to know, friend, listen, we can see the corruption that is rampant in this. It's no accident what's going on. It's no accident, friend, that we're seeing and hearing and understanding the things of this day because of the character of people that are perpetrating the things that they are against Christianity in this day of last day apostasy. And all, listen, friend, yet in the midst of it, thank God, God's given us a message to where we can continue and can prosper and to become all that God intended for us to come. So listen, you know what the Word of God does? It gives us good news with the bad news. And can I tell you, there can be no good news until we know the bad news. Well, the bad news is that we're living in perilous times. You know what the kind of times that means? It means they're fierce times. It means, friend, it's grievous times. It means that it's heavy times, weighty times, hard to control times. In fact, if you look back over the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 28, when Matthew records that event, that story about the demoniac of Gadara, you'll find that word fierce there. You hear what that means to me, the days that we live in, and these 19 characteristics of perilous times, friend. Do you know what's behind them all? Demonic activity. Do you know what's behind what is going on in this day and in this hour that we're living in? It's demonic, if you will. Listen, friend, there is no other way, no other way that we can explain and completely describe what's happening throughout our world, friend, without recognizing and understanding of the power of the enemy being displayed, being used in this hour that we're living in. Now look, I'm going to read you these characteristics, and listen, friend, we'll find the key to all of them in verse 5. He said, now look, see if this doesn't describe this hour. Describe the day that you and I are living in. Now listen, let me tell you something. One of the reasons I believe that we're in the last time. I'm going to tell you something. Please listen. Please listen right now. All of these characteristics have been around ever since man has. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Ever since they died because they disobeyed. Ever since they began to pass on their nature to us. All of those characteristics of a depraved heart, of a fallen society have manifested themselves along the way. But can I submit to your thinking? Can I make a declaration here? Listen, there has never been a day when all of these have been displayed, friend, at one time, corporately as they are in this day and in this hour. Listen to what he said. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own self. Oh, I wish I had time, friend, to take each of these words, each of these phrases, and define them for you and describe them for us. But some of them, most of them, need no description. You say, why, preacher? Because we see them so often. We understand them so well. They become a part of our life. They don't need much exposition. They don't need much explanation. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own self. And boy, can I tell you something? Look, there's so much to preach, I've got to watch because my time is so little. Can I tell you, friend, that's what folks are getting in these pragmatic churches, in these churches, friend, listen, that preach the idea and purport the idea, come as you are, leave as you came. Oh, listen, friend, we need something more than a motivational speaker standing up on Sunday morning and telling people how good they are, what good people they are, how to raise their self-esteem, how to tell them, friend, that they're good and can be gooder. You know what we need in this nation, in our world? We need men of God declaring the Word of God and even saying, repent, or else. We don't hear that preached much anymore, do we not? But he says, listen, they're lovers of their self, they're covetous, boasters, they're proud, they're blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Why did he say in these last days there'll be disobedience to parents? Listen, friend, if we don't learn to obey mom and dad, we'll never get to where we want to obey God. Listen now, he said, without natural affection, need I say anything about that? I mean to tell you, homosexuality is being advocated and pushed, bless God, to where I'm sick of it. Listen, people can choose the lifestyle that they want, but listen, friend, leave me out of it. Do you hear me? Quit trying to make it to be natural, because it is, according to the Word of God, as unnatural as anything can be. 62 or 63 million babies aborted just in America since Roe versus Wade. That's unnatural when a mother or friend wants to kill the baby that's in her womb. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. Listen, I'm not talking about people that need to buy depends. I'm talking about people that can't control themselves. We're living in an instant society, millisecond computer, and yet we get so impatient. We can't control ourselves. We want now. We want now. We want more and more. We're unable. No, I don't think we're unable. Here's the problem, friend. We're unwilling. willing to control ourselves past societies, past generations, past ages. People have been able to control their self because they chose to. But it goes on to say this. Listen now, as we look at it, incontinent, fierce. Boy, I'll tell you, look at Antifa. Look at Black Israel, I believe they call it. Look at all of these groups, friend, that have been playing havoc in the world. Look, if you will, at all the terrorism that's going on. You're talking about fierce, friend. You're talking about grievous. We're seeing it. Despisers of those that are good. There was one time, friend, that Christians were noted as being helpful, but you know what? We're being blamed for being the problem. Hey, most everybody else has changed, but if we're a fundamental Bible believer that believes in the truth of the Word of God, in this day they're saying we're the problem, when in reality we've got the solution. He said this. He said, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Oh my God, help us right there. Listen, friend, if you're saved, your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, you better check up on yourself how your love of God is, how much you go to church, how much you read your Bible, what you have your priorities set on, who's first place in your life. For of this sort, listen, they have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. You know what? That's what we're seeing. They want an appearance, bless God, of being Christian. They want an appearance on the outside. They have nothing on the inside. They don't want the power of God, the Word of God, the purpose of God to have control of them. They want to be soothed on Sunday morning, that Sunday morning Christianity that they have, and then they want to go out in the world and live any way they please. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, listen, we're living in the last days. Look what he said. Now look. He said there's not only the characteristics of the last day, but boy, there is some corruption, is there not? I mean to tell you, you know what, this corruption that we're seeing, look at verse 8, now as James and Jannes withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the truth. You know what that means? That means it's not an accident. These people, listen, friend, are apostate. You know what an apostate is? It's someone, friend, that knows what is true and refuses to accept what is true so they can embrace what they know to be untrue. They're corrupt. They're dishonest is exactly what he's talking about. It's no accident that they're walking the path that they are, promoting the things that they promote, and deciding what they have decided, preaching like they're preaching. Hey, friend, listen, it's no accident that we've got to the place that we are when men of God are supposed to be that very thing, friend, or anything but in reality a man of God. Can I tell you, just a week or two ago at Andy Stanley's church in what's it called, North Point or something like that, do you know what their quote, praise and worship band, unquote, opened their service with that Sunday morning? A Led Zeppelin song, maybe, what was it? Stairway, I can't remember the name of it, but a Led Zeppelin song. You know what? That congregation ought have stood up and rebelled, and that auditorium should have been empty, but all they sat there and multitudes of them applauded it when the pastor Andy Stanley, who is, I believe, an apostate himself, said, well, we got to let them get out what's in them on occasion so they can give us what we want. That's the problem right there. People in too many churches are getting what they want and not what they need. They need the Word of God preached in its power, in its fullness, whether they want it or not. I say glory to God right there. These men are corrupt and they're corrupting. Look at their character in verse 13. He said, listen to what he said. He said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Listen, it's intentional. Do you hear me? It is intentional. Hey, friend, you know what seducers are? It's people, friend, that are intentionally deceiving. Oh, it's no accident. Listen, friend, it is no accident. I'm going to try to get you a definition here really quick for seducers. You know what it means? It means imposters. It means somebody that's muttering spells, actually. It comes from the word that has to do with a wizard. Isn't that something? An imposter. Somebody that seduces. Whoa, friend, we've got them. We've got them, friend, up to our necks. If you read on in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul tells us that in the last days, friend, they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Amos said that in the last days there would be a famine in the land. Now get this, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the Word of God. He didn't say the Word of God would not be available, but he said people would refuse to hear it. Oh, it's more than listening. It's to hear and to heed when we take the Word of God into our heart and do right with it and do right by it. Oh, the character of these people is deceit. They're imposters. I want you to know they're hypocrites, if you will. They wear false face. They're masked. Do you hear? Oh, Peter tells us that most of them, not most of them, but the false teachers of the last days, as there had been false prophets in previous days, their intent in these days is to make merchandise of people. And oh, friend, I don't need to say anything about that more. But you say, preacher, what could I do? Well, here's the continuation. Hallelujah. He said in verse 13, to watch the shift, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And here's my favorite word. In the Bible, he said, but, he said, on the other hand, you that are godly, you that are not having a form of godliness, but you've got the real deal. He said, continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Hey, can I ask you what is in you? Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 1, down about verse 13, 14, 15, he said, as much as in me is. I'm 68 in the making of this program. And can I tell you, sir, ma'am, I've had some good stuff put in me over the years by good men, godly men, good women, godly women. They have instructed me. The men have preached to me and taught me. And I've learned much from godly women. Well, like my wife, my mother, my grandmothers. Hey, friend, other godly women in the churches that I've participated in, pastored, friend, and fellowshipped with. I'm telling you, hey, listen, we need to keep on keeping on. He said, and knowing. He said, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, here's the key. Bless God, listen, put this verse and those following it to memory. He said that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Listen, friend, can I tell you what we need to do? Bless God, get you a Bible that says all that you read in this book is inspired, because some of them, bless God, say stupid things like, well, all Scripture that is inspired. But hey, my Bible says that all Scripture is inspired. I don't have to wonder which is and which isn't. When I get in my old King James Bible, I just open it up. It's the Word of God, and I know every word in there is from God. Hey, friend, listen. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. All of it may not have been written expressly to or to me, but it's all written expressly for me. I can learn from the examples that we find in the Old Testament and the life and experiences the nation of Israel had. I can learn from all of those. And hey, I want you to know it's profitable. It's profitable for doctrine. Boy, a lot of people don't like that. They don't want anybody telling them how, bless God, what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. But oh, they've forgotten that the Word of God says at least 3,808 times something like, "Thus saith the Lord." Listen, it's profit. It's good for doctrine, for reproof. There it is. People don't like to be told they're wrong. But you can never get right until you realize you're wrong. And when, listen, God tells you through the Word, through the convicting power of the Spirit, that you've missed the mark, that you've erred, that you're wrong, you know what He does? He didn't leave us there. He gives us correction. Bless God, and tells us how to get what's wrong, how to get it right. And then He says for instruction in righteousness. That means how to keep it right. And look at what the end goal is. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hey, I'm here to say, friend, as I bring this little message to a close, let's just face it. We're in the last days. We're in the last days of the last days, friend. I'm telling you, the sun is setting in old time religion, like Tony Hudson says. I want you to know, friend, that we need to be honest with all things that are before us and about us. And you know what we need to do? We need to dig in these last days. We need to hold on and look up and keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Until the next time is my prayer.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEVBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.